And welcome. Thank you, Steve. We do have breaking news, and we will keep you posted on that all throughout the day. We'll go live to the newsroom when necessary. It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Leff is out collecting Christmas trees today on behalf of Tree Time and Goodwill. This is where you upcycle a Christmas tree and other people can benefit from it. Brian Noonan, you're sitting in Bill's chair today.
I am. It's very exciting to be here. I always look forward to coming in with you, mostly because it's fun, but two, I always want to hear what Wendy McGruff, the crime monitor, is doing around the neighborhood. So hopefully before the end of the day, you'll have an update for me of one of your latest crime-fighting escapades.
I do. I'm kind of like the modern-day Mrs. Kravitz. I call the police
on everybody.
There's a car with a broken taillight. We must get to the bottom of this.
I hope not at barbecues.
No. I'm usually the one people report on then.
Yeah, she's not backyard Wendy.
There's a crazy white woman barbecuing out here. Can we...
We'd like to welcome back to the studio Eric Griffin, comedian, actor. You've been here before. Thanks for the return visit.
Well, of course. Why would I not come talk to you again?
Well, I love it. I heard some terrible news earlier today.
Very sad.
Brian kind of tipped me off to this. I said to Brian, a former stand-up comic, I said, hey, do you watch I'm Dying Up Here? Because it is my most favorite show, and it's been renewed. And what?
Yeah, that we got canceled.
What?
Well, I just think it's just like there's so many networks, so many things. I always say that all the characters died in a tragic marketing accident.
I was going to say, because there's a lot of cliffhangers at the end of season two, and I'm like, wait, what? What's going to happen?
It just is what it is. You know, we made 20 great episodes. It'll live forever. You know, it'll be on whatever streaming platform. Yeah. So people can still watch it, you know, so I know it's
more.
Sad. I want. Hey, you wanted more.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it renewed?
The paychecks are nice.
Am I crazy?
No, we did. It was new for a second season, but we did that already, and then you know, here we are. They canceled us. There's no third season.
Do you think it was? Do you think people who came into it with different expectations? You know, they hear, oh, executive produced by Jim Carrey. It's about comedy, and they're like, oh, this is going to be fun. And then it's more realistic.
You know,
than fun.
I feel like that is exactly what happened. I think that, like, I personally believe, this is my own personal opinion. I think that even Showtime themselves probably expected something different.
Yeah,
like you get into business with Jim Carrey, what do you think you're going to get?
Yeah,
and he's now delivered two very dark, dark
kidding
shows.
Kidding is amazing.
And it is dark as hell. You know what
and
I mean?
And the name and what he stands for, again, you're going to think it's going to be funny. Yeah. And that is twisted and deep and darker than I'm Dying Up Here.
Well, like I said, we did it. It was great. The costumes, the dressing up.
Damn.
You know, having to be a serious actor and all that. I enjoyed myself. So, you know, it's sad to see it go, but, you know, c'est la vie, right?
Well, and your character had a lot of layers, which I like too, because he was battling against, you know, being considered just this kind of fluff MC guy and not really talking about what matters because all the other characters were so angsty and they've got all these demons, and your character had a lot of demons, but he kind of kept him at bay for a while.
And I was waiting to see, like, okay, what is he? I was so looking forward to be like, what kind of comic is he gonna be now,
right?
You know, and we never got to do that.
Did you keep any of the clothes? Because he had some cool ass clothes.
They didn't, and I wish they would have, you know, because I was fitted. It was fitted shirts,
just for you,
just for me. So I'm like, what are you doing with these great 70s shirts?
Yeah, how many
are
Eric Griffins are coming back? They're going to recycle their wardrobe.
With this body shape, you know, I'm shaped like an ostrich, you know what I mean? I'm big in the middle with little legs, you know what I mean? So,
And Eric's in town because he's at Zany's in Rosemont tonight
Zany's
and tomorrow.
Rosemont tonight and tomorrow. Come on out and see me.
You get to go enjoy Oktoberfest at Hofbrau House and wander around all the other little places.
Yeah,
the park is a fun little joint.
Yeah, this is a beautiful city. It's like a good time of year too. It's cold, but it's not like, you know, batten down the hatches cold. But I'm from L.A., so we'd close the schools if it was this cold.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know,
this is storm watch for L.A.
All you have is your little hoodie.
That's
all you have.
Well, yeah, because we're going from the car to the thing. You know, it's not like I'm walking around the streets.
He's chauffeured everywhere.
She's such a mom.
I have two teenage boys.
You're
going to
catch a cold.
Like, you have your jacket?
How will you be performing if you get a sore throat?
Yeah,
you need to bundle up, please.
I used to be fun. Now I'm just lame. Once you have kids.
It's age.
I was just thinking my mom had voodoo, because she would be like, I remember this time I didn't have a spare tire in my car.
Okay.
And she kept saying, did you get that spare tire? I was like, no, I got it. Just relax. Of course, my tire popped on the freeway. Like, you know, and I didn't have the spare tire. And, you know, she has that look on her face like, well, I said. I almost feel like she did it herself. Like, cut to her in the bushes, you know, shoot, you know, shooting the tire to make me feel like that's why you needed to do that, you know?
Sometimes we hate to be right, but we're just trying to make a point, and it's hard to stop momming.
You love being right.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of do.
Come on.
I love being right.
You have a tattoo of I told you so.
I do.
On various parts of your body.
Your mom wants you to get pneumonia just so she can say, I told you.
See,
you were going
to
get pneumonia.
Maybe next time you'll listen to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe next time I'm not as dumb as you think I am. I'm pretty sure you are.
But as a kid, did you want to ever admit, Mom, you were right?
No. Why would you want to do that?
Just to give us something. Just say, you know what, Mom, I should have listened to you.
You know what? That's going to come when they're about 25 or older.
Yeah.
As the kids become adults, then we realize that Mom and Dad probably weren't so dumb, and you give them a little credit.
Yeah, don't worry. It's coming for you. Don't worry.
All right.
Yeah. My daughter's 22. She still hasn't copped to that yet. I'm hoping.
What are you saying, 25?
22-year-old daughter?
I do.
Oh, that must be difficult for you.
Yes. Well, now she lives in New York, so it's not quite as difficult. Now I just worry. I don't have to have her. I don't have the hands-on problem.
Because being on TV, I the age range of women that I meet are it's 22 and up. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, easy.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Don't invite me over.
Well, no, I don't. Listen, I don't want my daughter near anybody in show business.
That's what I'm saying. So that's right. No. You're in show business. And I must be like, nah, we're keeping her sequestered.
Yeah, date somebody a professional, somebody with a stable job.
Oh, such a dad. You two.
Sure. Well, listen,
you two are gone.
I can speak from experience. That's how I make mistakes, so you don't have to. That's the mentality.
We'd like to think that, right?
See, I would let my kids date celebrities because it did an awful lot of good for Pete Davidson when he had that brief little fling with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, he became an A-lister.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what's funny? It wouldn't have worked the opposite way. Like, if it was if it was some female comic dating Justin Bieber, would she be a national headliner right now? No, not at all.
And it was, I think they were friends.
So. Yeah, probably not.
This is my theory on that. They met on SNL. They became friends. He seems like a really nice, funny guy. She's like, I got an idea. Let's do this for a little while. It'll up your game a little bit.
No.
What, was love involved?
You think it was true love?
I think they're just young and dumb, and they're in the show business where you can't meet people. It's hard to find relationships. It's hard to find people that you trust, and you're looking for connection and love, and you had this whirlwind romance. They probably had sex right away, so that fools people into thinking that you're in love.
Sex does not always equal love.
Actually, can I tell you something? It never equals love. So just that's don't fool yourself.
So where does he fall now? If he got bumped up to A-list, where does he fall now? Because he still has a pretty good profile. But
yeah, that's he's fine. Now it doesn't matter.
He's good.
He can end up with some bimbo. It doesn't even matter. We won't even care. We'll just be. We'll look at that and be like, oh, for her, it was always dating down.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean?
He even admitted that.
Oh, sure.
But that's
he was living in her place.
He shouldn't have admitted that. That's why you probably ended.
Yeah.
She probably woke up and like, whoa, wait a minute. Actually, I have 100 million followers. What am I doing?
I know. And don't voice it out loud. You could feel a little inferior, but don't say it outside.
It's great. There's a Seinfeld episode about that. Remember, I don't know if you remember, but the girl, George, he kept saying, I'm not good enough. And then and then you cut to the other girl. The girl was like, he kept saying he's not good enough. Then I woke up one day. I was like, yeah. He's not good enough. You can't keep saying
that. Keep your mouth shut. Keep it to yourself. You feel that way, shh, don't tell anybody.
I'm trying to think, what pop star can I date to raise my profile right now?
Well, Ariana's available.
Yeah, but that would look creepy.
You don't want Pete Davidson's leftovers.
Wow.
You don't.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even that whole mentality shows you how it wouldn't be the same if you reverse it.
That's true.
A male pop star could be with 1,000 women, and you're not saying, those women aren't going, oh, is that your slop? Is Bieber your sloppy seconds? You would never say that.
Now, do you want a song written about you? Because Taylor Swift is single again.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Do that.
Yeah.
She'll write a nice song about you when you break
up.
Can
live on forever.
Yeah, I'd break her heart, and I'd be like, track 7 on forever.
Right.
I changed my name officially, track 7.
We have to take a quick break. Can we do that?
Yes. Let's tell everybody to go see Eric Griffin tonight and tomorrow at Zany's, 8 and 10:30 tonight, 7
Rosemont.
And 9:30 tomorrow in Rosemont. His new special, American Warrior, premieres June 8th on Showtime. A lot of stuff coming up, so very, very excited.
Well, no, that was last June.
That was last June?
Yeah. But you have a new podcast that we're going to take a break and we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
is that relatively new?
Yes, that's very new.
Okay, cool. All right, Eric Griffin is with us, and Brian Noonan in for Bill Leff. We're going to check in with Bill a little bit later on. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720. More with comedian Eric Griffin coming up, but first we go live to the newsroom and Steve Bertrand.
I just want to update you that we have been following pictures of a scene in Plantation, Florida, where police and other authorities now are loading a van, a white van, on a flatbed pickup truck. It appears to have been... there wasn't anyone in the van when we started seeing it. I don't know if it was abandoned or just exactly what, but its windows are covered in political stickers of one form or another. Ryan Burrow, who's watching, sees stickers referring to President Trump. Also stickers with elephants and donkeys, but it's not clear, you know, what the words are or messages with those stickers. It just is an unusual scene. The van has now been covered with a blue tarp by police. They are loading it up, I said, on this flatbed truck and will bring it in presumably for more investigation. I misspoke earlier. The Justice Department briefing on this arrest in the Florida bombing case is set for 1:30 this afternoon, not 12:30. So we'll follow that, and I'm sure we'll bring that to you when it happens. Bill, Wendy, or Wendy?
Thank you very much. Brian's here as well. Brian
Thank you,
Noonan.
Steve.
And thank
Brian,
you. We'll
Wendy,
keep you posted.
Wendy,
no problem. Eric Griffin here with us as well.
Yes.
Are you shocked that it's a plain white van? Serial killers, bombers.
Was there candy in the van?
And speakers. Yeah. You could get speakers out of it as well.
Sure. Oh, I love this. And this used to happen when we lived in LA, I'm sure, where a guy will come up through like the Albertsons parking lot. Hey, you want to buy speakers? He's got a whole van full of them.
Yeah.
You ever buy any of your audio equipment there?
No, but I used to go to like one of these little places like that, though, like a little audio place. And like that used to be a big thing, getting your car stereo.
Yeah, because you didn't want it factory installed.
Yes.
You wanted to get it aftermarket because it was more powerful. Or
right.
Something. But
now,
it looked like crap when they installed it.
Exactly. There's wires.
Yeah.
I don't know what was I? It's like getting a tattoo. Later in life, you're like, why did I do that?
You did get a tattoo?
No, I've never gotten a tattoo.
I loved it. I want
not
more.
Like, not like Pete Davidson and Ariana. They got these tattoos of them. You know, it's like, that's how you know.
Well, that really goes back to your young and dumb comment.
Yeah, they're just young and dumb.
You get a tattoo of a relationship that's like a month old.
Yeah.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
They won't give a tattoo if you're drunk. They will not do it because your blood thins and you don't heal properly.
Oh, that's the reason?
Well, that's what they say.
Like, wow, that's a terrible reason. It's supposed to be... We're not going to let you do this because we don't think you're of sound mind. No,
it doesn't matter.
It's the blood thinning.
We just don't want your blood running
thinning
everywhere.
But you have to sign a waiver, so you should also sign a waiver saying, you know, I have been dating this person for 6 months or more because, what did they wait, a week?
No, it's just like, you know, before you get a tattoo, it should be like, you know, before you get a sex change operation, you have to go to therapy.
Yes.
A therapy for
you should
tattoos.
Have to go, yes, you should have to go talk to a therapist before you get a tattoo.
It'd That's
like,
a great
are
idea.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Answer all the
do
questions.
You have a good story behind this. Like I'm a person that likes when someone has a tattoo and I go, hey, what's up with that? And I love when someone's like, well, this is my grandfather traveled around Tibet for blah blah blah, you know, some nonsense story. You go, oh, I like that. But when it's just like, I was drunk and I was like 24.
I have a bluebird on my hip.
Yeah, I wanted barbed wire around my bicep that's non-existent.
I wanted a tramp stamp. I did. I wanted one.
I have a hibiscus on my ankle because I love hibiscus. I love Hawaii. That's where I went on my honeymoon.
Look at her making up a story right
but
now.
Can I tell
she was
you?
Like, I can't tell Eric I was drunk and just got a flower on my ankle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good.
My next tattoo, I want to be able to see it.
Wait, hold on. Your next tattoo?
Yeah. I take about 20 years to decide what I want, and then
I
get one.
That's thoughtful. That kind of goes with your therapy comment. She's giving it a lot of thought.
Self-therapy.
Yeah, but now it's gone so far that she needs therapy that she still wants this tattoo.
But this one's cool. I had my kids record their names, and the audio sound wave is going to be my tattoo so I can remember my boys. Although they'll be alive after I die, so that kind of doesn't work.
And if you get to the point where your memory goes, do you think Wiggly Lines is going to spur a memory?
Or you just make me smile.
Yeah, okay.
And I want paw prints from my dog Tiki that died.
You're a hippie lady. I like it.
Wow. Where are the paw prints
She's
going?
She's revealing
I don't know
way
yet.
Is there
going to
be a trail of them?
No. That's gross.
Well, I'm sorry.
Somebody
went over the line.
Whoa. Standards all of a sudden. Guess, that's gross? That's where you draw the line?
Hold on. I'm going to write that down so I know where the line is for next time.
Tell us about your new podcast.
Yes.
So I had to start a podcast because that's just the way the business
is. That's how you
do it. You have to have a Twitter, an Instagram, and a podcast, apparently. So I started one. It's called Riffin' with Griffin.
Love it.
Nice.
Riffing with Griffin. I'm on YouTube. I'm on iTunes. I've only got 3 episodes up. I literally just started, so I'm looking for a subscriber. So, guys,
I'll
come
subscribe.
On out.
Get out
come
there.
Out and find me, right? Riffing with Griffin. It's just me, riffing. Yeah. You know, I'm just talking about stuff, what's going on. I got one up there about Kanye going to the White House.
What do you think about that?
Well, I just think that I personally feel like Trump hijacked the Republican Party. He, like, kidnapped them.
Wasn't he a Democrat years ago?
Years ago, sure.
But I feel like some of the people around him have Stockholm Syndrome. You know, that's what it is. But there are a few that are trying to escape, and they're trying to sabotage him. You know what I mean?
But then those people fall under his sword as well.
I know, but there are, I'm telling you right now, there are people in there trying to sabotage him. Because I'll give you an example. Do you guys think that Obama would have made it to Air Force One with toilet paper on his shoe?
No way.
Absolutely not.
Like, somebody would have went, Mr. President! They would have grabbed him. But
they would have dove on the ground and picked it off.
But for Trump, people were like, look at it, he's got toilet paper on his shoe.
Let it go.
Yeah. So that says a lot about what people think of him around him. You know what I mean? So I think the sabotage will come from within. It's not going to be, if not to be political, but it's not going to be the Democrats that are going to beat Trump. It's going to be the Republicans. We need a Ross Perot. Because that's how Clinton got elected. We need a Ross Perot. This is what happens all the time. It goes in cycles.
It does.
When you're on stage, because this is a hard line to walk. You've got a lot of thoughts on things that are happening. Do you bring that to the stage, or do you worry that, part of the audience is, I'm going to alienate them?
Well,
is it a tough choice?
Well, it is a tough choice depending on what your message is trying to be. If I'm just trying to make fun, like what I just talked about, the toilet paper, that's a fun way to talk about stuff.
Sure.
But if you're trying to make some political point, then that's when you kind of like have to be like, I don't know if people want to hear that.
Right.
You're not going to change their minds. So.
Yeah, you're not going to change people's minds, but you just want to I want to like make fun of your choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all.
Do you see a lot of guys now who think they all have to, everybody has to be a political pundit.
Yeah,
every comic
thinks
now
that,
thinks
they
have to have a message.
Instead of just being funny. We've forgotten that entertainment is important.
Yeah,
it's a tough line because if we don't like to talk about politics, Bill and I on this show, but sometimes it's in the news and you kind of have to, or you look uninformed.
No, but that's okay to like. It depends on like what you want to talk about, how you want to talk about it. If you're just giving news, the problem is like when you have something like Fox News. See, the interesting thing in there is that the word news is in the name.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then every time you listen to it, you think, is this news? But there's actually a news section on Fox News. When you watch that the news, they're fine. Because they're
informing
you.
It's the news,
It's the news. But most of the time, it's just pundits
and opinions.
Opinion people, and they have it set up where it looks like news.
Looks real.
They're sitting at the same desks.
They've got
the same backdrop.
Same backdrop.
It's like, look at it's news.
They're just saying, this isn't news. So same thing with comedy,
Yeah.
It's got to look like comedy.
It's got to sound like comedy.
It's got to sound like comedy. Just be comedy.
Well, I'm heartbroken about I'm dying up here, but I will subscribe to Riffin' with Griffin.
That's
will see more from you, I'm sure.
Yes, you will, my dear. It's always a pleasure to come see you.
And go to Zanies.com to get your tickets tonight and tomorrow night in Rosemont, 8 and 10:30 tonight, 7 and 9:30 tomorrow night. And ericgriffin.com. Get on your people to update.
You're your people.
I'm my people.
All right, get a heavy jacket.
Yeah.
Update your website. Those are your two to-do lists for the weekend.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
That's right. Rest warm and stay in and do your work.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.